The next item on our agenda is a report and possible discussion on the minimum education training MET program presented by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Okay, can you see the slide there?
Yes.
All right. I wanted to bring to everybody's attention, start looking at getting these hours in. Pension Review Board, we make reportings in February, and then we also make a reporting in late September or October. This is a requirement of the trustees to be in compliance with the training hours. And here's the hours that and the dates, everything is ending up somewhere around the end of September or in January of 2021. Currently, myself and Director Luton have met the are in compliance. I do need to stress that the other folks need to get their hours in. We're not in compliance by those dates, and we do a report in February. The non-compliance does go to the legislators and to the governor's office that we weren't in compliance on training. So this is a very critical thing to have in place. Here's basically the rules that come from the Pension Review Board. If you're in your first year, which are two of our trustees, you have 7 hours, and then those that have been around had gotten their first hours, you have to have a minimum of 4 hours every 2 years. The textbook has been giving courses every once in a while. It's difficult to catch up with them because sometimes they come in and I can't figure out what courses they have, but they're trying to get more online courses. So, but the best bet for your dollar here is that the online training, you get your 7 hours or you can get your 4 hours. You can even repeat the 4 hours that you had from last time that you did it in the same course. And this is how you get into the system. And once you get to the point that you finish the course and print the certificate, you need to get those back to me so that I can report them. But we need to really stress, I know with the holidays coming up and everything going on, you need to get on a regular basis to get these courses done. We have not had any problems being not moving compliant for the last 4 years, and I want to say that way if we can.
David, this is Ford.
Yes, sir.
The online, I've looked at it, and I'll take care of getting that done, but those are only the core courses, and since mine's a renewal, I can have core or non-core. Is there a non-core classes offered online or just the core classes?
The core classes are the Pension Review Board. The non-core classes are the ones that pop up every once in a while from TexPerp. And I got a notice today that, but I can't figure out how many hours it is, but there are courses that pop up every once in a while. And I thought I put everybody's email addresses to TechPerp. Are you getting the emails from them?
I probably have blocked it because they were irritating me.
Okay.
You've answered my question. I will just go do the core courses before my deadline.
All right. That's good. But back on October 31st, there was a 4-hour course offered by TechPerp. And they do pop every once in a while, and sometimes I catch it like you, and sometimes I miss them.
Okay, I'll take care of it for you, though. No problem.
All right.
Hey, David, this is Tony. Yes. Do you mind if I add something? Because I have several other clients that have run into these issues with it all going to online. The TechSpurs.org, if you go to their website, there's a banner in the middle of their page that's online education, and it's those non-core classes. And I've had several clients that have taken those, and you just register in advance, sit for the whole presentation. There's no test or anything at the end of it, but they give you a code that proves that you attended that, and you enter that in at the end. You get the hour too. It looks like the next one is December 1st, and they have a variety of different educational topics they're covering. So
yeah,
checking out.
Yeah, I saw the one for December 1st just popped up. So, but it didn't say how many hours it is. So, but I'll send that out to everybody for the December 1st one. That's non-core courses.
Yes, David.
Yes, sir.
This is Royce Leslie. I have those things. It's showing there that I don't have any of them, but I have all of them except the last one. Do I just need to send that to you? What do I do with that?
You need to send them to me, please, sir. And then I will go on ahead and put them out and report them to the PRA.
Okay, I still like one more. I was just going to send them all at one time, but do you want them as we get them? Or?
You can do it either way you want to. You can send to me as you do them or all at one time.
I'll try to get that one this week or sometime, and then I'll just send them all to you.
Perfect. That's perfect. Perfect. And you're taking the core courses, right?
I've taken the 7 core courses.
Perfect. 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 Good.
I like one of them, but I'll get you. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions?
We need to get this done, folks. It's important.
Yeah, we don't have anybody not in compliant by January 25th. All righty. I will move on to the last group.